What's going on, movie talk fans? Let's talk movies. Stay tuned. We got Superman Legacy stuff, title change. What's going on? Here are our opinions, ladies and gentlemen. We got something happening, a brewing. Something's a brewing, ladies and gentlemen. Filmmaking here. We got a new cast announcement as well. And also a little movie called Dune Part 2 Thoughts. No spoilers, of course. We're going to talk about it. Let's get right to it. Let's talk movies, guys. Let's go. Let's get the show. Tim Marker. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. A. Canoli, Ryan680, guys, coming at you from the Movie Talk Studios. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. If you are new to the channel, if you're just checking us out, be sure to like, share, subscribe to us on our Animal City Movie Talk page. If you're following us on Facebook, do not forget, guys, we've got YouTube videos up and ready to go on our final thoughts or just a point of opinions, you know, on just everything movie related right now. Right now, me and the wife just got done reacting to The Strangers. They just released a trailer yesterday, which a horror film that came out back in 2008. They're revamping it all. And yeah, hear the thoughts on there, guys. And let's get right to it. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know, everyone knows how much of a huge DC fan I am. Everyone knows that when it comes to DC and everything, I'm a little bit more high expectations, a little bit more critique in every way. And I feel like that with filmmaking and everything, I feel like DC films are just a way that I enjoy the movie experience, right? And of course, you know, we've been hearing James Gunn and everything and all that stuff. But before we get into this, I have to introduce my one and only DC friend. I'm just kidding. My really good friend of mine who's a filmmaker, director, and writer. The one and only Andrew. What's going on, buddy?
It's How a you bird. Doing? It's a plane. It's fucking Andrew. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? First off, thank you so much for being on the channel, bud. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. Of course, anytime.
Let's get right to it. I know we haven't really talked about it on camera and everything about like what Superman, everything that's going on, the new title change now. Obviously, I don't know. Do you know who Superman is?
Like in what context? Like the actor?
Like do you know who Superman is? Like, do you know the superhero? I'll just get it because that's how you Superman.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't know. No,
yeah, I'm just kidding. But you know, let's talk about this, man, because I know there's James Gunn released, of course, he said it was unplanned photo, and we're gonna talk about the suit and everything. But first things first, what is your thoughts right off the bat, James Gunn running DCU? Because I know we haven't talked about that at all. What is your opinion on that before we get into the image and everything?
Okay, so first and foremost, I'm super fucking biased, dude. Like, I love James Gunn. He's literally one of my favorite directors. When I found out he was running DC, I was like, fuck yeah. and James Gunn, we trust, dude. I've said this before, and with my friends specifically, I talk to them about it, and I say, dude, the thing is, James Gunn himself has said before, I'm not a writer, I'm not a director, I'm a storyteller. And I think that, just that, makes me have confidence in his ability to focus on said stories. I think we live in this weird situation or this weird cinematic situation where every movie has to be an event movie, a theater movie. Mm-hmm. The mid-budget films no longer exist. And if they do, like A24 is making them.
Yeah.
So just like the Western, The superhero genre has hit a decline. I think we could all kind of agree with that.
And when we mean by decline, I do want to emphasize on that decline on quality. It's been shit.
I mean, Marvel has become a bit complacent. Sony doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Like it's evident.
Did you see Madame Web, by the way? Madame Web?
No, I didn't see it. Okay.
Let's just say I went to go see it and I was just like, this was worse than Hobbs and Shaw. And I finally hit the worst Hobbs and Shaw.
There's fun in like trash cinema, right? Like Hobbs and Shaw to me was a fun time. The Rock, he's a fucking superhero. He's holding a fucking chain. And he's he's a super soldier. He's a superhero.
He is obviously holding a helicopter. I mean, come on.
Look at the fucking chain and he's not being ripped apart. Yeah, dude. No, totally. But the thing, what I love about James Gunn is, again, he's a storyteller first and he prioritizes the story more than anything else. And I think we talk about directors and, you know, being a director myself, it's not fair for me to judge, right? Like, it's very hard to make a movie. And I don't think people understand that.
Yeah, but they don't.
His track record shows that not only does he understand characters, but he understands storytelling. And you look at Guardians of the Galaxy and what it did for Marvel. You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of people talk about that. But before Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel was a completely different field of movies. Like, it had transitioned to what I can only describe as kind of the James Gunn era, where they utilized more music and comedy. It was more comedy rather than quips, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, not just that, but I mean, he introduced the Guardians again. Nobody knew who the hell the Guardians were unless you were a huge, huge comic book guru. But even at that, it really didn't really, I mean, there's so many different Guardians of itself, of its own right. And I got to agree, though, man. I mean, I enjoyed the first Guardians film. And then it's funny, too, because Guardians 3, I didn't like Guardians 2 at all. I thought it was kind of a letdown. I didn't like that movie at all. There's some elements where I kind of enjoyed.
I love all of them, but I'm biased.
Really? Okay. But that's the thing, though, is that, like, I liked certain elements. I liked the music in Guardians 2. But then again, we go back to where, like, I didn't like Kurt Russell as a character he played. It was mainly because it was just the outline of that.
This is an entirely different discussion, right? Like, we can get into that shit.
Yeah.
Inevitably, I will say, though, he has intention. And I think that's what's important to realize. Like, his intention was a father-son story.
And
he did what he intended.
Exactly. Yeah. And no, I
some decisions he made weren't necessarily you would agree with, right? But again, it's a storyteller first. He told the story that he wanted to put out. And I respect that. It's not one of those. And again, like, I don't want to trash any directors or anything, but like Taika Waititi, he went into a zone where, I mean, he said in interviews himself, he just didn't give a shit. And that was Love and Thunder, right?
Love and Thunder. God, I hated that movie.
And the shame is Ragnarok was so well made. I think Ragnarok is like top five possible MCU movies. Because it's just so fucking good.
I mean, see, even at that, though, the film that came out earlier about November 2023, a film, Taika Waititi directed, Next Goal Wins, freaking hilarious. It came out last year in November. It was really good. We did a review on it. I thought it was like, how is this the same director?
Amazing, dude.
Like, exactly. Amazing. And at the same time, though, I am just so shocked how bad it was, because of the fact is, this is the Oscar winner, you know, Jojo Rabbit movies. Like, it's astounding to me. I'm just like, and then he came out with that interview and I was like, oh, okay. I was just like, oh
yeah, no, he didn't give a shit.
He was just there to collect a paycheck. I mean, we're circling back to James Gunn and everything. You know, a lot of people like to give credit to Marvel for Guardians 3, for bringing back James Gunn for Guardians 3 and everything. They do, but let's be honest here. Let's bring out the facts here. Guardians 3 was not a Marvel movie. It was a James Gunn movie. 100%. That's how fantastic it was. 100%. It was one of the best films in before, like, I would say probably close to Endgame, or like as far as that caliber and that level of emotion. It was very great. I enjoyed that movie so much. There's a lot of just little hidden Easter eggs. You see Eagly in there too as well. He's in the cage. He's on the cage on top. Yeah. When Rocket goes in and sees the little raccoons, he's on the top right in the cage. I'm all like, Eagly. We saw it like we saw the movie two or three times at the theater. And
I guess like four.
Oh damn. Okay. Well, you beat me there, we go back to where, like, when he got when he got announced that he was going to be the head honcho, him and Peter Safran, Peter Safran's going to run the numbers at DC, which makes sense economically. Like, it makes sense. Peter Safran's not the creative side, but he's better with numbers. And you have a creative person who, like, just, they could check each other. Again, that's the point. Yeah.
I think it comes down to also understanding the characters. Right.
Yeah, of course.
You need someone who not only understands the characters, but you need someone who respects the characters.
Yes. I kind of feel like that Kevin Feige wanted James Gunn to take over.
Well, there was that rumor, right? And I think James Gunn had mentioned like he was going to be in charge of like the cosmic aspect of the MCU, which never panned out, right? Because the whole situation happened.
Yeah.
And I think, again, going back to James Gunn and his current track record and his growth as a person, let's also not forget how much he's grown as an individual. And that really shows with his art. Like, I think he's at this level of expertise where he understands what it is to be like, to explore that quote unquote human condition. And I think because of that, he related that to Superman. And I think he's going to tell a very compelling, very beautiful story with Superman. And we've had this discussion, you and I, privately about how we feel about, you know, the Snyderverse, and not trying to start a fight or anything, but I think decisions were made that necessarily shouldn't have been made for this particular superhero being about hope. And I think this is going to be a fresh of breath air. And I think we've spoken about this, and I've spoken about this with Alexis, where Superman is basically Ted Lasso. He has the positivity mindset, but he has a power of a god, but it's never been about his superpowers. Superman has never been about him being the best fucking character. It's been about him exploring that human element while being the most powerful
connecting to us as humans, as an alien. Because I mean, he's an alien, whether you like it or not. I mean, he's an alien.
Yeah, he's Krypton. An alien, literally, like fucking raised in Kansas, and that itself is it's compelling. It's like it's
in a small town. Leave it at that. In a very small town too. Yes, Smallville. You get out. No pun intended, by the way. But yeah.
But for sure, dude. I trust James Gunn. I trust him as a storyteller. See,
okay, let me ask you this, because I know we don't want to go too far off, but yes or no. And you don't need to give a whole full explanation unless you want to. But Man of Steel, did you love it or hate it?
Okay, so that's interesting. I don't hate it. But I also don't love it. I think I'm very indifferent about it. I think it was I think it was judged very harshly. Mm-hmm. I think Zack Snyder tried to give us something different, and that's something that I can't take away from Zack, is that he at least tried something different.
Yeah, as a filmmaker, as a director, and he tried to do something very out of the ordinary when it comes to a regular superhero movie.
And I don't want a Marvel Superman movie. I don't want a Marvel Superman movie.
No.
I want a Superman movie about Superman. And I think fundamentally Zack Snyder's Superman is not Superman. And I think it had geared in towards this kind of weird area where Superman wasn't cool. So, you know, WB needs to get their shit together. I think they are with James Gunn.
Yeah, no, because it's David Zaslav as the new CEO of Discover. It's called Warner Brothers Discover now. So the David Zaslav he gives it. This is their baby. This is it. Like, this is theirs. Yeah, he's not going to intervene. He just wants to watch footage and everything and all that stuff. But it's
so I will say this: when you let the creators create, they make iconic movies. You look at Joker, right? Todd Phillips.
Yeah,
you can't look at the second one. Matt Reeves the Batman. Yeah, you look at. Even fucking, what do you call it? What's his name? Christopher Nolan, Jesus. The Dark Knight. And obviously you can make that argument where like, oh, well, they did that with Zack Snyder. Give the appropriate creators that understand these characters the opportunity to play. And that's what's gonna solidify your legacy as the quote unquote, no pun intended, your legacy as the dominant superhero movie.
Yeah,
you know, they can be that. They just need to commit to it.
No, I agree. I completely agree and everything. And when it comes down to it, it's like they have to know the characters to be very. I feel like it's more like a passion thing as well. Like, you have to like understand this. You have to understand that the audience for this is very split on it. I mean. And that's the thing too, is that like, I don't know if Superman Legacy or Superman now, it's not called Superman Legacy no more, by the way, guys. I'm not sure if Superman is going to be a big hit at the box office. I mean, it's going to make money, but it has to be in order. And that's what I'm saying. In order for it to like hit the box office numbers, at least to make really great a mark on it, it needs to be a great movie. It needs to hit on a certain level, on a certain audience level, to where it's very generic, where it can connect with everybody, you know? And so I feel like that they can do that. I feel like James Gunn can do that. I feel like that he's on route, in route to do that and everything, and with the direction that he's going. And I'm actually one of the guys that loved Man of Steel. I love that movie. That movie is just, I'm in love with it. I love how there's this scene, a spoiler there, with the tornado scene, with Kevin Costner. I mean, he literally
hate that.
Dude, you hate that scene. Oh so my God. We're going to argue about this again.
It comes down to like the characters and fundamentally,
but it's the realism behind it all.
You know how fucking the dad dies in the comics?
Yeah. No, yeah. Do you know
why that's more effective than a fucking tornado?
Why?
It's because Superman can't control that.
True, but at the same time,
it's
like, though,
it's literally out of his
control. He couldn't control this, though, in a way, because it was like the world isn't ready, and Kevin Costner did.
Here's the thing, brother. All right, you're getting a tech sex now. Listen, dude. Listen.
Yeah.
Got my fucking glasses off right now, bro. Zack Snyder even said, and I wish we had someone to look that up. Like, Jamie, pull it up. He said, like, everyone in Smallville knows is Superman, right? He said that or something of that sort. Like, everyone kind of knows Clark is Superman. So then why the fuck did he not just save his dad?
I don't know. There's a lot of I don't know, because that's at the same time, though.
That makes sense
because the kids know. Remember the school kid? Remember, because he saves the bus.
That were being made that didn't make sense, and I think that's kind of the Zack Snyder.
Now I see the loophole you're trying to say now. Okay, I gotcha.
It's just pursuit of truth. Right. Yeah. And I think you don't do things because they're cool. You do things because they're honest to the story. And I think, again, track record.
Yeah.
James, and despite if you like him or not, whatever, he has been true to what the story requires rather than just doing things because they're fucking cool. And I think that's very important when telling a story, is doing things because the story requires it, because it's the truth, not doing things because it's fucking cool. And again, moving forward, that's what DC needs. DC needs to tell these compelling stories because their characters are better. I'm a DC fan. I'm biased as shit. But at the end of the day, these characters, they're way more compelling than Marvel's characters. They're godly.
They're more complex. They're just bigger. They're bigger.
I won't say that, right? Because again, I'm not going to discount Marvel. Marvel pushed the envelope when it came to like drug abuse and alcoholism with Tony Stark and Harry Osborn with drug. Like, I'm not going to discount what they've done for the comic book industry, because they have pushed that type of storytelling. I'm saying, in terms of iconic characters or even relayability, there's something there's something special about DC characters, something very special. And The series that personally I think did it the best was the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, the animated series. And I think James Gunn is basing his universe off of that. And I think that's a telltale sign that it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
At least I hope I don't eat my words.
No. And I want this movie to succeed in the box office. I mean, I want to succeed in story. I want to succeed in all levels. And even at that, I mean, with the casting choice and everything, it's coming along now. Now it's because of the fact that we didn't know who James Gunn was going to choose to be Superman. We didn't know who James Gunn was going to choose to be Lois Lane. And same thing.
Great casting, all around.
The only one, just because I haven't seen too much work of him, is, of course, you know, the Superman himself. But I'll leave it. I'll put my faith in James Gunn, because he's still with the film he had me thinking about, which was Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
It's definitely a choice to where, like, I'm on board with it because of the fact that he could produce great films, and he has in the past. And so, like, I'll leave it at that. But let's talk about this image first. Let's talk about this film image here, guys. So, obviously, I'm excited. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, moviegoers out there. Put in comments down below. Are you excited? Because we finally got a new DCU is finally there. It's finally here, ladies and gentlemen. It's finally here that there's a movie filming right now as we speak today, or maybe not today. Maybe, you never know. But a filming today.
Principal photography like 2 days ago. So mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I am excited. This is epic. I just can't believe this is fine. It's finally here. All the talks that they've been announcing, all the negotiations, all the just like what's going on, what's movies coming out first. Ever since the DC announcement, it's finally here, guys. DC's finally filming it. Hell yeah. Hell to the yeah. I'm enjoying it. One thing I do want to recognize here, of course, is this photo. First and foremost, Nicholas Holt. I've seen him in a lot of projects. I've seen him in a lot of stuff in the Catherine the Great series that's on Hulu. I've seen him in nonstop stuff. And that was a
around him.
Wait, say it again.
Can you circle around him on your cursor?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So like this guy right here, Nicholas Holt. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. He is fantastic as Lex Luthor. I'm not gonna lie though, I did not expect him to go full on bald. That's very interesting, though. That's very interesting. That's how committed he is to the role. Mm-hmm. Let's point out that factor in there. And at the same time, though, you know, I really enjoyed this photo because you can just tell the passion behind it. Of course, there's our Lois Lane right there. This cast is just, it's stacked full with huge talent. And also, maybe not even talent that everyone even knows yet. And that's going to come out with this after watching this. They're going to be like, I know him. He's from Superman. And one thing first and foremost, Superman Legacy is no longer called Superman Legacy no more. It is officially called Superman. Let's read this quote. Overjoyed to be announcing the star principal photography on Superman today, which just so hope happens to be unplanned, right? That's what Superman said. Superman's birthday. Gunn wrote in a caption to a photo of what appears to be a close-up of his version of the Superman costume. Quote-unquote, James Gunn did say, when I finished the first draft of the script, I called the film Superman Legacy. By the time, though, I looked the final draft and it was clear the title was Superman, he added. Making our way to you on July 2025. And of course, the still image could be brought up right here, and I'll also bring it up as well. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Superman suit, the S, and let's talk about this. What did you think? What do you think of this suit? Do you like this color scheme? What's your thoughts on this, Andrew?
Dude, I love it. I think it's so different. I'm geeked out, dude. I think it's a nice twist of the Kingdom Come, clearly.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Still keeping it a little classic. The colors look great. There's still some cool texture to the costume itself. And I dig it, dude. I like how it's different. I think it's James Gunn needs to make this movie different enough where it could stand on its own 2 feet. People aren't going to compare it to Man of Steel. People aren't going to compare it to Superman the movie. They're going to compare it to its own thing. And I think this was a bold yet correct move for the film.
Yeah. One of the things I do want to, and I was kind of worried because the Kingdom Come, the comic book and everything, for some reason, I don't know why. Call me crazy. Again, I don't care, but it was my point of opinion that I didn't want a shiny like S, like the classic, like, I mean, okay, like the one you have, that's a cool shirt, but in a movie caliber, we've seen that already. You know what I'm saying? We've seen that. Whether it's animation, mm-hmm. I wanted something different. And oh shit, he delivered. Like, yeah. I was just like, dude, this is good. I really enjoy
it. Feels the way fresh it looks. Enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels familiar and fresh enough.
Yeah.
Where it's like I said, it feels like a very like I'm
I don't
excited.
Care. I don't care what you say, that means hope. That's all I'm saying.
Well, hopefully it shows that it means hope.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And see, and so going, I know I'm going to go back to the argument. Sorry, but going back, so I enjoy Kevin Costner's performance right there whenever he dies. I mean, granted, it's not comic book based, but again, you cannot be just like books. You cannot be script for script. You have to change things up in 2 hours or however much time you have. I get what you're saying. At the same time, though, I thought it was kind of weird that they did not make humans anymore. They were just, I thought that was really weird. Cause like in Krypton, I don't know if you remember. Yeah, Krypton, they changed it. David Goyer, which I'm not a fan of David Goyer. when I was younger, I was a fan of him. But then when I started noticing, like, there's better writers out there, I was just like, okay, there's better storytellers out there. And David Goyer, he has a huge relationship with DCU. I don't know if he's, I don't think he's on tack to do this, but it's definitely a situation to where, like, I was like, Zod and the Kurax, it's, he put it in, and Clark was the first born in a long time, naturally born. And I thought that was very, very weird. I was just like, what? I was like, they changed it all up. But whatever, I'll leave it at that. That was Man of Steel. But going forward with this and everything, I just wanted to say that. I was just like, that was the only, I thought was very weird, but I still loved it. I loved Kevin. I guess I love the actors and actresses more than I loved them as playing the, if that makes any sense. Like,
about Man of Steel?
Yeah, like Man of Steel.
Yeah,
the casting was really, Henry Cavill was, I was a huge, huge supporter of him. Michael Shannon, Oscar winner. I was a huge fan of the casting choice of this. More on that
I
one.
I would make an argument Batman was, I mean, again, despite what Batman did,
yeah,
I think Batman looked and was like.
We talking about the Batman looking. Or?
No, Ben Affleck's Batfleck.
Batfleck,
like,
yes.
Snyder, yeah, I'm like a big Batfleck fan, dude. I don't agree with the decisions the character made, but look-wise.
So there's a scene.
Action scenes, fantastic.
There's a scene I want to talk shit about. So there's a scene where he sits down. They just get done from putting on his bat flying thing. I don't even. It's not even called a bat.
Which movie is this for context?
So this is the Justice League, the reshot Justice League, the Josh Whedon version.
Justice League, got it.
Yeah. So the shitty one. There's a scene where he sits down and his big old blob is. I mean, but again though. I know these are actors, they're real people, but then I think of it as like, I get it, but at the same time, it's just like, he was going through personal issues because of his divorce. So I get the game, you know, you could tell like this was filmed after, because then he got muscular again. It was just like, you could just tell the body, it was taking a toll on him, on the body shape and everything, as far as like muscle and everything. But even the butt shots of Wonder Woman, there were a lot of, but whatever. Anyways, we'll leave it at that. But going back into this, we did also get a cast announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Casting announcement, James Gunn announced yesterday on Friday that Superman finds its Perry White in The Wire's Wendell Pierce. First things first, Wendell Pierce is a great actor. I thought he is a huge choice, Emmy winner. He is fantastic. I haven't seen The Wire, but he was amazing. He would actually play a CIA director in Jack Ryan, which I thought was fantastic. That was a great show by John Krasinski. John Krasinski directed for a few episodes, not the whole series, but he's the main star in there as well, a CIA operative. And I thought that was a really good casting choice there. I'm excited because, you know, there's a lot of things where, like, I wanted James Gunn to really capitalize on casting. And at the same time, though, I'm all like, I'm on board with it. But also, I'm like, I want to be surprised. So I don't have high expectations on Superman, of course. Mm-hmm. And of course, Emmy winner Lois Lane. I mean, come on. Like, dude, she's amazing, dude. She's going to knock it out of the park. Perfect. I think she's going to. Perfect. This could be the one time that Lois Lane does better than Clark Kent in his own movie. I'm just saying, there's definitely a moment, and we haven't had a Lois Lane moment where she really does way better than Superior. And I'm excited for that because I want to see acting chops of both chemistries as well, and everything has to hit on
Lois spot Lane point. is this is like her being an independent like badass is nothing new to comic book readers. So. You know, it's going to be cool to see a live action. I think we kind of already established she's no damsel in distress. And I think we're, you know, most people know that. And so it's just really exciting to again, have someone like James Gunn explore that more.
Definitely. And then the suit and everything. I'm excited to see what James Gunn brings to the table. I'm excited to see what's going to unfold here. There's a lot of stuff that, it's almost at a point to where, like, I just want to message James Gunn, be like, dude, just let me on set. I just want to be on set one day. Give me one day. You can take my foot away.
Listen, you may brother Simir. I'm trying to get on set too. Come on. Yeah.
I'll be an extra. So I could be the guy that Superman punches that like tries to, I don't know. I'll be
a fucking rock. Like I'll literally just paint me.
Nice.
I'll be in the background, dude. I'll be a tree.
Nice. You'll be a tree. But yeah, no, definitely. There's a lot of, I'm excited to see what more we can unfold here when it comes down to James Gunn and everything. But yeah, leave it at that, guys. Questions for you guys. Did you enjoy the images here? Put a comment down below. Did you enjoy the images? Are you excited for Superman Legacy? Because you want to know your thoughts. Not Superman Legacy. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again. Are you excited for Superman? And I got to admit, though, people were going to, I kind of feel like that people were going to get upset. Not upset, but like I did read like people kind of commenting like, does this give disrespect to Christopher Reeve?
No,
because I'm gonna say no. Yeah, same here. No, hell to the no, because he does. I mean, he rest in peace. You know, he played the iconic Superman that we all. I love Superman 2. Superman 2 is my favorite. One of my favorite movies. It definitely hit another note, another caliber when it comes down to him. And I just love. I'm okay. Here's. I know this is making fun of it, but I still love. We'll love it if we see. Like the Richard Dunn, when he takes, I want to see a comedy thing of that. Like, you want to see him.
I feel like James Gunn would do that though, dude. Like, he would kind of low key do that in like a weird way. Like, I don't think it's disrespectful at all. I think everyone obviously respects the shit out of that performance and that actor.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, it's, and, you know, I was talking to my friends about this, and it's like they named it Legacy, and I thought that was appropriate, you know, because we talk about legacy. But you know what? Like Alexis had pointed out, that movie is called Superman the Movie. This is simply Superman. In the future, they're definitely going to refer it to, like, Superman 2025, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's we need this. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to basics. We need Superman, and we need to remind people, because again, there's kids growing up who don't know who Superman is. Mm-hmm. Like, that is insane. You know, it's like they think Iron Man. They think, when they think superheroes, they think Hulk. They think Captain America. When I grew up, I thought Spider-Man, Superman, X-Men. It was like a mixture between both.
Well, see, even the first comic book movie, you know, that really established, grounded everything was the first team up comic book movie. Let me correct myself. Was X-Men, the very first one. X-Men established. I love X-Men. The second one, guilty pleasure is the first one.
That's a good fucking movie.
Man. Oh, okay. Well, like, I mean, I just everyone dogs on X-Men 1. I don't know why, but whatever. But I feel
like X2 is like objectively a good movie, though. I feel like
I think it's better than X-Men 1
for sure.
And even more so, like, it just you really get sucked into the X-Men life, and I'm excited to see what else they're gonna do with the Fantastic Four casting as well, with Marvel and everything. Next year is gonna be packed with superhero movies.
We'll see.
And it's crazy because we're not getting a DC movie this year. We're only getting one superhero movie this year, I think. Deadpool. That's it, man. Isn't that crazy? I mean,
technically, we're getting like Kraven, and technically, we're getting the Sony verse.
I'm not excited for Kraven at all.
They need to fucking stop. They need to stop. So,
I just don't understand how they could do so well on this in Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse, and like really like crap on these. I just don't understand.
Yeah, that is interesting.
If you are a fan of Venom, that good for you. Awesome. But I am not a fan of any of the Venom movies. I just don't like them. And this is coming from a person who really had high expectations because of Tom Hardy, because he's an Oscar winner. Because what? This is the same guy from Lawless. This is the same guy from so many other movies. It's just like, why?
Yeah, at least they're having fun in the Venom movies, though. You know, there's a consensus that they have fun. But the problem with Madame Web. And Morbius.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Let me tell you this before you start talking crap about Morbius. Let me tell you this. I know you're gonna completely like get upset. You're probably take off your glasses.
Fucking say what you gotta say, Ryan.
I will say it, boy. Here it comes. Morbius is better than Venom. It's better.
Look, man. I haven't seen any of them.
Okay, so well, I'm gonna tell you this. Morbius, and again, I could be, people are gonna shit on me. I don't care. In my point of opinion, Morbius is the better when it comes to Sony Marvel properties. Not Spider-Man. I'm not talking about Spider-Man or Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse. If you were to compare yeah, all like the Sony-verse,
that like whole little universe.
Yeah, yeah, that yeah. Morbius is the best one. Morbius is the best movie. It's a better film. I enjoy Jared Leto in there. But at the same time, though, I'm just like, there's so many like worst.
I just think my issue with Sony is like, who's asking for this? No one's asking for this. You don't got to do this.
With what they're trying to do, they're trying to be like Marvel.
Yeah, they're trying to be like Marvel.
Yeah, no one's asking. At the same time, though, if you're trying to be like Marvel, why do you keep getting shitty writers? The writers that wrote Madame Web were just—they made shitty movies.
Sony and there's great YouTubers that have already quoted this, but it's basically, and I'm not. This is like a paraphrase, but they're basically saying like, this is what happens when executives that don't give a shit about comic books and don't give a shit about stories get a hold of properties and think, oh, let's make a quick buck, let's make money off of this quote unquote franchise. This is the issue with current Hollywood, where it's like it's all about, and whatever, I don't mean it's not pretentious or whatever, I'm just saying that there is something going on where there's this out of touch type of reaction to superhero movies, where superhero movies can still be profitable, but again, I think this break between the superhero genre is the best thing that's going to happen, and Sony's trying to capitalize on that, but they're going to kind of fuck it up too. So I hope after this year, Sony just kind of stops and they also reevaluate what they need to do.
If you haven't already, like, share, subscribe to us, hit that subscribe button, because you do not want to miss our review of Zac Efron and John Cena movie that's coming out later this week, Amazon film. I'm excited for it. John Cena, Zac Efron, my man crush. I'm excited for that. That's all I'm saying. I'll leave it at that. Have a good one, guys. Stay tuned. Catch you later. See you at the theater.